Well, back in 1970, man, Creedence was hot. They had three double A-sided singles off of Cosmos Factory album. Who'll Stop the Rain was the other side of Traveling Band, and Who'll Stop the Rain was a little different because John Fogerty let everybody sing on it. Here's bass player Stu Cook.
Who'll Stop the Rain was one of the few songs, actually, that John didn't do all the background singing on. That was the song that Doug, Tom, and I sang on, the chorus. John had done most of them, and I don't recall whose idea it was or if it was a big deal or just what it was, but I remember we sang on it.
That was nice of them. We got a good story for you here. First of all, Fred Durst. He's in the band Limp Bizkit. Limp Bizkit was the hottest band, and he was the coolest guy wearing his red cap for 10 minutes. And then everybody hated that guy. Photographer Andrew Bennett has a book out, Eruption in the Canyon, 212 Days and Nights with the Genius of Eddie Van Halen. So Eddie is jamming with Fred Durst and his band Limp Bizkit, 2001 at a house in Beverly Hills. Suddenly, somebody in the band lights up a joint Eddie don't play that. So Eddie just got up and left. He left his gear behind, called up Durst the next day and said, hey, can I get my gear? Durst didn't answer the phone, left a message. Durst didn't do anything. Eddie calls back. Durst doesn't do anything. What? So Eddie decides to pay him a visit, drives over in an assault vehicle he bought at a military auction with an illegal gun mount on the back. This is the author writing now. Eddie drove the assault vehicle through L.A. into Beverly Hills, parked it, left it running on the front lawn of the house Limp Bizkit was rehearsing in. He got out wearing no shirt, his hair in a samurai bun on top of his head, his jean held up with a strand of rope and combat boots held together by duct tape. He had a gun in his hand. And then Eddie goes on, that a-hole answered the door. I put my gun to that stupid red hat of his, and I said, where's my blank, mother effer? That stupid guy, not the right word, just turned to one of his employees and starts yelling at him to grab my stuff. Eddie Van Halen stood on the front lawn of a residential home in Beverly Hills with no shirt in broad daylight, smoking a cigarette, holding a gun on Fred Durst as he went back and forth from the house to the assault vehicle, lugging amps and guitars. That's a story.